The rains continued in Missouri that spring. I trapped the rivers and streams winding their way to the Missouri River, when the idea of families bringing lives in trunks and wagons was the imaginings of a madman, Davy told Letitia as the two sat at the table in Davy's home, eating the evening meal of stewed rabbit. Corn pone and sorghum molasses sweetened the finish. These were meals Letitia had cooked in Kentucky, too, and she had found a ready eater in Davy, her work done in exchange for her cow's grazing and a mat on the floor and his larder to sleep on. Letitia listened in silence to Davy's Irish lilt as he spoke of 1844 as the wettest spring he'd ever witnessed. It was good that he had land on upper hills to graze his stock and, like everyone else, let his pigs run free. His house sat back from any creeks. He had a good spring for drinking water, and that May they didn't even have to worry about it flowing well enough to water the cows.